USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Israeli authorities say at least 22 people are dead and there are hundreds of casualties after today's surprise attack from the Hamas militant group. Israel has declared a state of alert for war in southern Israel, where rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip this morning. Palestinian militants have also crossed into Israel, and Israel media have reported gun battles between Palestinian fighters and security forces. Hamas claims it has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border. Over 250 casualties have been reported so far and 22 deaths. He's not heading back home to California yet.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. I'm John Schaefer.
The largest health care strike in U.S. history will end without a contract deal. Kaiser Permanente employees will begin returning to work this morning at hospitals in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. A Kaiser spokesperson has confirmed that another bargaining session will be held October 12th. Travis Kelce's mother, Donna Kelce, was cautious about discussing her son's recent connection with Taylor Swift.
It's like every week, it's like something new, like, really? Yeah, it's I feel like I'm in some kind of an alternate universe. It's just really, really strange, but it's fun, it's a great ride.
However, when Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show inquired about a potential budding romance between her son and Swift, Donna Kelce refrained from sharing much, saying, it's still too early. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis says she's been getting threats. Willis said the threats began when her office indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 others for allegedly interfering with the 2020 election results in Georgia. Willis told the Fulton County Board of Commissioners that threats come in mail, over the phone, and even through text messages. Hunter Biden's attorney has filed a request to dismiss his federal indictment on felony gun charges, contending that special counsel David Weiss was barred from issuing the indictment due to a prior agreement. In response, Weiss asserted that the agreement lacked an official court signature, rendering it ineffective. Employment is way up in the U.S.
The Department of Labor says a total non-farm payroll employment rose by 336,000 in September. The unemployment rate, though, was unchanged at 3.8%. One thing almost all market watchers agree on is that the better the job growth is, the more likely it is that the Federal Reserve will consider hiking interest rates come November. I'm Corey Myers.
The Major League postseason picks up steam this weekend with the AL and NL Divisional Series. The Baltimore Orioles will kick off the action today when they host the Texas Rangers for Game 1 of the American League Series at Camden Yards. The Rangers advance by sweeping the Tampa Bay Rays in the wild card round. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.